This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome back to Buckets, a Top Shot podcast from this point going forward until the market crashes. But till then, let's join once again with Billy Scafuri.
You're getting bucket buckets.
All right. Let's talk about it. Last episode, February 3rd. That's how ahead of the game we were. Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago, or in Top Shot terms, 4 years ago.
$5 million ago.
You had told me in January about it. So I'm like, February 3rd, we're a little late, but we should discuss it. And for whatever reason, in the last week, not even 5 days, the market has blown up even more than it had for the previous 3 months combined. So the timeline in my head is all messed up. Do you remember what sparked this new surge?
I have no idea. It really feels like each week, like, I have so much to say on the subject. I'll start with this.
Yeah. Where do you even begin?
I think there's a direct correlation between unemployment and get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah, exactly. You're at home. Mm-hmm. You need more money. How do you turn the $2 you have into 100, the 100 into 500, and the 500 into 10,000?
And so, unemployment rates are way up. So
of course. Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that there hasn't also been a freakish amount of get-rich-quick schemes, from the Robin Hoods to the Dogecoins to the Bitcoins to trading cards.
Trading cards, yeah.
To now Top Shots.
Yeah. That's right.
And each week, it seems like I get a text message from you that says, "How did we not put our life savings into this 3 weeks ago?"
That's the title of my autobiography.
That's right.
We were there. How did we not push literally every cent we had and make five times to really 20 times? Like, when I bought my JaVale McGee dunk as a goof for $40 and sold it for $49, that should have been enough information. It was
Gateway
January
drug.
Like 17th, and I should have been like, I'm in for every dollar I have. Here we go. Let's go one time.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't do that.
You didn't listen to that urge, but for the past 3 weeks, I've gotten on three different occasions you saying, "How did we not put our life savings into this?" So for you to ask me, can you walk me through the last week of how Top Shot got this way? Of course not. Yeah. Of course I can.
Yeah.
It just seems like there was a time where you woke up one morning and you said, "Someone bought all of my cards." And that's like one of those, like, that's weird.
Yeah. So, okay. So today is February 23rd. Mm-hmm. On February 16th, Top Shot moved $7 million worth of moments. These are digital moments in and out. Mm-hmm. We talked about what this was the last episode. So we assume you have at least that base knowledge. These are, instead of trading cards, pieces of cardboard, these are digital moments that you can buy and sell at a profit or loss. $7 million, and we're like, wow, that's a lot, because when we released the episode for Buckets, it was at $1 million a day, which seemed like a lot.
Wow.
A week ago it was $7 million. Yesterday, Tuesday, February 22nd, there were $46 million worth of moments bought and sold. 46.
And it felt like, I could be wrong, but it felt like 45 million of those were like up like the first half of the day. I don't know if we just got caught up in that wave where numbers are exploding. Like, working in the internet, working for the internet, working on the internet, there's nothing more satisfying than watching numbers go way up real fast. It doesn't matter in what capacity, whether it's views on your video, plays on your song, your Bitcoin value going up, whatever it is, watching a number go up way fast is a lot of fun. And it seemed like yesterday morning, you were showing me numbers of moments that my mind was being blown left and right. It seemed it was really, really peaking yesterday morning.
Like Tyrese Halliburton was like probably $40 to $50 back in January, became $400 last week, became $3,000 yesterday. Like, this is exponential growth.
And apparently the like first however many thousand cards that have been released are now all limited edition, which somehow, you know, in this make-believe world, they're like, sure, we'll call these limited edition now. Like, they could just make up these rules.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. They're adding badges to rookie moments. Okay.
That's right.
Is that good? I love going on the Discord and somebody's like, I think Chris Middleton is going to get All-Star snubbed, which means his card is currently overvalued.
Mm.
And I want to be like, undervalued. Like, the market is either going to have 10 million people on it tomorrow or not. Like, the amount of people using it will determine the value, not whether Chris Middleton gets a rebound tonight or not. Like, this isn't FanDuel. There's not a direct correlation.
That is
correct. There's no value. Markelle Fultz is not worth $6,000. He is if there's this many people that want to buy and sell his moment, but it's not because he did anything last week to raise his value.
That's
right. So don't talk to me about how a player is performing. Or
sure.
Also, like, All-Star information came out literally as we're recording this. We now know who the reserves are. I'm curious, will Chris Paul go up and Devin Booker go down because Paul snubbed his teammate?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out. Does that mean anything? Does it matter at all?
I have a hard time believing that those little tertiary, like little like gains and losses where like a player has a good game and suddenly his value goes up on Top Shot. I'm not sure that that's going to happen, but there might be people who like someone gets, I don't know, like arrested or has a 100-point game or something where it's just like, oh, they are newsworthy now, where maybe like something it has to be like that big. I'm very curious what a month from now actually looks like. I have a hard time believing it's directly correlated to game performance. This is purely zeros and ones being passed around.
Right. It's the size of the marketplace. It's how many more people have found out about it. Like, was yesterday the biggest day because the most new people will join?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we go from 100,000 users to 150,000 today, does that mean it'll slow down or speed up? Because yesterday was a higher rate of people joining. It went from like 40,000 to 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 100,000 to, let's say, 160,000 is still 60,000 more people joining.
Without a
doubt. But the percentage of new people isn't as big. So have we seen the peak of that?
Well, emotionally, I have, because I am on a very small and slow journey trying to sell this Andrew Wiggins that, folks, it's going to be the death of me. It's going to take me out, folks. An overpriced Andrew Wiggins. So
Monday morning.
Yeah.
The market is hot. Things are moving, selling, buying, flipping over. We're flipping clips.
So let it be known that there's a deep irony to everyone's journey who learned about Top Shots on Buckets via you and I last episode. And it's that I sounded like I was an expert. I could talk the talk.
Yeah.
But I had one fatal flaw in my journey, and I just stopped caring for a second.
You couldn't get your Dapper Bucks.
My Dapper Bucks didn't go through, and my Verify Identity thing was constantly just backfiring and saying it didn't work. And it got to the point where I put it down and I thought, just put the money in cryptocurrency. Just put the money. It's all the same. These are all make-believe zeros and ones. And I didn't buy any packs. On the sly, you were freaking mooning, fam. You were skyrocketing. You were playing the game, wheeling and dealing. And then one day I said, give me a card. I need a card. And you sent me a Roby. So just back to my story, we can get to yours.
Oh, I didn't give you a tip. I literally sent you a moment, an Isaiah Roby dunk that I got in a pack.
Yes, just like your probably least valuable card, just to put a card in the moments. This is probably a good opportunity for me to tell all of the Buckets listeners that if you want to gift me cards to get my stack up, at boom, explosion, boom, explosion.
Did you choose that or was that given to you?
No, they gave me like Chubby Hamster 911 or something like that. Way too much action.
Repeat that. What did you change it to?
Boom, explosion, all one word.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. So if people want to gift you a card, a moment, they can just send it to you based on that username.
Yes.
Moment to boom, explosion.
That's right. Much like you did. You sent me a Roby. I said, thank you.
Right.
And I threw that sucker in the marketplace.
And?
At value, it was $31. In 2 days, I sold it for $60.
And then you're
double.
Okay. So as soon as I see the double, I'm like, Why can't that be 300 to 600? Why can't that be 3,000 to 6,000? Like, this is easy money. I'm going to take advantage of these suckers, these fools.
Crabs in a bucket. Like, who is dying for an Isaiah Roby dunk? Nobody. The answer is nobody is coveting that thing. They do like the idea.
He didn't do anything. No.
No, they bought it for 60 and they're trying to sell it, and they're trying to sell it for like 70. That's all. That's all we're trying to do. You're trying to get past the service fee and then take a little on top, and like crabs in a bucket, just keep climbing up, right?
We've been through this rodeo. This is not our first rodeo.
Like, we've this played is the first this digital moments. Game. We've played yes. this digital game, no doubt.
We're in the weeds. We're in the new cipher. We're in the band. Mm-hmm. We're in the district aux. We're in the altcoin game.
Deep.
Yeah, you could tell me that Tron is undervalued at 3 cents because it should be worth 9 cents. Nobody knows what they're talking about.
And I
don't
want
their number to be hired.
Is the bar green or is the bar red? And folks, Bill bought a card where the bar is so red. Nobody cold product, folks. And not only did Bill buy it, he uppriced it by like 70%. We got a $85 Wiggins floating out there, like an anchor.
What made you want that? What made you want that, Andrew? You had all the options in the world.
Mostly excitement that I just sold a card and I wanted to get home from my walk, sit down and buy another one. I wanted to do it all in like 3 minutes. I didn't want to. You have data, you have analysis, you have flow charts, you have like Excel files.
I'm using the tools, and I'll get into the tools that I'm using to try to sort of educate our fan base. But yeah, I've been using this website called Evaluate Market, which has helped me evaluate the market. But you were like, I made $60 off this Roby. Let's
nothing matters.
Into,
nothing yep. matters. Just buy a $50 yep. card and try and sell it for $85. Who cares? Nothing matters. There's no rules
Andrew
to
Wiggins.
This game. It was a Wiggins.
It was a Wiggins. The floor was $50. You paid $60, which was like the best cereal you can get for $60, right?
So no, the floor was $50, and I got it at $50.
Oh, okay, that's good. You bought the floor. I thought you had bought a little bit above the floor. Okay.
No, I sold the Roby for $60, bought the Wiggins for $50. Trying to move this fast product, got $10 for a pack, whatever. And now I'm just going to put this Wiggins out there, make it $85, buy a Levine, turn that into a $210 card, turn that $210 into a $500 before you
know. Now we're playing house money.
Mansion in Malibu. Mansion in freaking Malibu. Except that this Wiggins card, turns out I got the worst top shot in all of America. Nightmare scenario.
Well, not only that, but I think when you had bought it, like in the last 24 hours, the market has cooled, or at the very least plateaued, where prices were no longer getting stupid. People were like, let's pump the brakes. Some people were selling out completely. And like for the first time in the last week, prices actually went down and people were like, wait a minute, is it happening right now?
Dude,
we're all waiting for an earthquake. We're all waiting for the floor to give out.
We've experienced this in so many dumb crypto environments where the highs, you get so drunk on the highs of the numbers going up, and you scream sentences every 3 weeks or every week for 3 weeks in a row that says, why didn't we put our life savings into this week? It happens.
That's right.
And the come down gets scary. And this morning, the stock market crashed. The crypto market crashed. And it feels like I can't move this Wiggins for the freaking life of me. So what's up?
What's the floor? Latest floor. What's the latest floor we're looking at?
When I bought it, the newest floor was 51. It is currently at 28. Bill's got an $85 anchor attached to his leg at sea. Buy my Wiggins, folks. Boom, explosion. Get this Wiggins off of me.
Well, what's happening right now? The equivalent of like the real world equivalent is I'm passing a dollar to someone else and it becomes $2 in their hand. And that $2 becomes $4 when they pass to someone else. And there's a game of musical chairs going on. And if you should be holding the potato, the hot potato at the end of the song, it's now zero.
It's
so
your potato
you
to hold.
Risk?
Yes.
That's right.
You're stuck
so
with
I'm
the potato.
Eight to get 16. I'm paying you 16 so I can flip it for 32. Holy shit, 64. I have 128. I'll pay you 128 and potato's gone. I had $128 and I have a disappearing potato. Everyone else behind me doubled up. They're doing great.
Sure.
But if you're caught, like I said, caught in the rainstorm with this cotton candy, it'll disappear, melt in your hand so quickly
but
and instantly.
Here's the thing. There's the promise that the potato may come back twice as big.
That's right. Oh,
and
yeah.
And so you can't just panic and get rid of your cards and you can't get rid of your crypto. You have to tell yourself, One day there's going to be a bigger potato, a better potato, right. a more valuable potato. And all I have to do is wait. I'm already right. here now. I can't. I don't want to start a whole new digital potato farm. No, I got to hold on to what I got.
I can hold and wait. Yeah.
Right.
Like the guy who sold his Bitcoin at 20,000 and it plummeted all the way down to 3,000 and he's mm-hmm. looking like a genius. And the guy mm-hmm. who bought it at 3,000 was looking insane and now it's at 50,000 and it's like, oh shit, I shouldn't have sold at 20. The guy was a genius for 3 years and for mm-hmm. whatever reason isn't a genius anymore. These things change so quickly, it's impossible to time.
So the question is, because cryptocurrency has been around for a while now, you know, it's starting to become like more popular, but it's been around for a while.
Mainstream, yeah.
However, Top Shots doesn't have this history whatsoever. And it's like the spike of this thing. It's like they're selling $1,000 packs like out of nowhere. People are just like, here's $10 million for this digital product. So we'll see if it can sustain. That's going to be the interesting thing. Like, what does it become? What is Top Shot in its final form?
Right, exactly. If there's $46 million worth of shit moving yesterday, is that the all-time high?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, are we going to talk about the third day of Top Shot in years from now? Like, remember that third day when things were insane? Or right. is it going to be like, remember when we thought 46 million was a lot? Like, now we're doing that every hour on the hour. So like, we have no idea which way it'll go.
Because, I mean, the prices have skyrocketed. There have been like $200,000, $300,000 moments sold. Like, casual people who started with only a few hundred dollars are up like $10,000. Easy, you know? And it seems like those have to be inflated. You know, if this is going to become, you know, this is either a game for the rich eventually, or, you know, it is going to have to come down a little bit. These like $50,000, $100,000 moments. I don't know.
Right. My philosophy has been to buy the floor, like buy the cheapest card, because people are not necessarily spending 10% extra to get like a slightly better cereal, or buy the ceiling, like buy like the top 10 cereals that are worth like five times the floor. Mm-hmm. So right. like the Luka game winning three over the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking at it, like the floor was 400 and you could get like a top 30 cereal. It was like out of 15,000, the top 30 cereal
wow.
for five grand. And since then, the floor has gone from like 400 to 4,000,
mm-hmm.
and the ceiling hasn't moved much. But
interesting.
If the floor hits the ceiling, I assume the new ceiling becomes, you know,
interesting.
You go from 5,000 to like 20,000.
So your maybe philosophy is swings. Long game. You do see the big picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do see the big picture. And okay. I also don't know if I had $5,000, would it have been better to buy 50 cards for 100, or is it mm-hmm. better to spend it all on one Luka Doncic three-pointer and hope that it goes up
mm-hmm.
from there?
Mm-hmm. That's the question. Yeah.
I'm getting texts on various Top Shot chains that I'm on,
okay.
and some of them are saying that the All-Star news that came out as we were recording is indeed affecting the market.
Tell me Wiggins is an all-star, Amir. For the love of God, tell me Wiggins is an all-star.
Unfortunately, Wiggins is not an all-star, but Vucevic was named as like one of a late reserve for the mm-hmm. East instead mm-hmm. of Middleton, mm-hmm. and his card is going up, and Middleton's moment is going down. So,
wow.
You know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, just because I think it shouldn't affect the all-star. If enough people do think that an all-star selection should affect the moment, then indeed people want to buy it and then the prices go up. It's like
interesting.
The wisdom of the crowd can't be wrong because they're all the ones who are buying and selling it to each other.
I learned recently that the All-NBA, like if you make All-NBA, a lot of guys have clauses in their contracts that get kicked in really heavy, like tens of millions of dollars back end contract stuff if you make All-NBA. And that's like voted on by reporters. So those reporters like have so much financial stake in some of these guys' contracts. I think like Carl Anthony Towns missed All-NBA 1 year where he would have like doubled his contract. And like, I don't know, if I'm with those reporters, I'm like, who cares? Yeah, give the guy $25 million.
I guess you can't give the money to everybody though, unfortunately.
Yeah, but if they promise you 5% in a dark alley in a bag, I mean, now we're talking.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, Vucevic moment holders offer the All-Star selectors, or if the All-Star selectors have the Vooch moment,
mm-hmm.
insider trading. I'm going to vote Vooch for All-Star. I'm going to have literal stock in that decision. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, my $1,000 Vooch moment is now worth $2,000.
That is how the game is played, dog. That's how the game is played.
Oh, my God. What an insane. And it seems like it's all happened within the last 5 days, but it's been around for months and months. Again, why didn't we put our life savings into this shit earlier?
If only because these past 2 days, it's all been this past 2 days. Like, everything's multiplied 5-10 times these past 2 days. How hard the crash will be? TBD.
Well, day one was hot, and day two is already coming down a little bit. So people who bought in yesterday have lost money.
Are we at $40 million in sales in Top Shot today?
No, because the marketplace was down all day.
It was. What number are we at? Did we clear 30?
I think it's been down for most of the day. So as of right now, there's still 5 hours to go in the day. There have been $15 million.
Yikes. Yikes.
But again, I don't know if that's over 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. But
the honeymoon still period's hot, over, folks.
It's not going to hit that 40 million. It's not going to hit that 40 folks, million.
Folks, if you're expecting 40 million, you're not going to get it.
Although, you know, it is happening. Players are now talking about it. And at first it was like Terrence Ross, Tyrese Halliburton, Josh Hart. Soon, maybe it's, I don't know, Porzingis, Middleton, Booker. Then maybe Chris Paul, LeBron James starts opening a pack. Like, you're telling me if LeBron James opens a Cool Cats pack on his whatever Instagram Live, that won't explode the marketplace?
I love that LeBron James only gets the $14 Cool Cats. There's like $1,000 like elite chrome plastic. Yeah. He doesn't even have
a podcast. He can't get the James Harden hollow moment. Are you kidding me? It's gone. It's way out of his league. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to give you some tips and tricks, at the very least, that I've been using. I don't know if these ones will hold up, but this is how I've been determining which cards to buy and sell. Sorry, moments to buy and sell. And then we really got to talk about these snubs.
Fun word to say, snubs.
Snubs.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Okay, here's what I've been doing. You want to know how I've been able to figure out which moments are going up, basically all of them, and which ones are not. Now all of them are going down. I've been using this website. I don't know if you sent it to me or somebody else, but it's called evaluate.market. So instead of a .com, it's just the word evaluate and then .market.
Mm-hmm.
And it can, because this whole system is an open blockchain, open ledger, you can search data on every moment, every transaction, and they're able to turn all that data into something visually interesting and beautiful. And one of the tabs at the top says market movers. You can literally see which ones have a floor, the lowest card price, and which one has had a floor that's been escalating or de-escalating the fastest. So I'll go to the market movers and I'll sort the average floor by price. And regardless of what your budget is, as long as it's $20, because that seems to be the cheapest moment, it'll give you a price that was in that range that's going up. For example, let's say you had $150 to spend and you want to get into it and you want to spend it all on one magic moment.
Andrew Wiggins reverse layup.
You specifically have to buy it from Boom Explosion. I'll look for the best. So right now in the 150 range, there's a Bielitsa, a Trevor Ariza, a Torrey Craig, a Jetty Osman, or a John Wall dunk. That sounds exciting. I'll open up the John Wall dunk, and I'll see what the minimum price is right now. Lowest ask right now is 129. And you can see on that page whether in the last day or so that number has gone up or gone down. And if stuff is trending up, you can nab it at that new lowest price and hope that it continues up and up and up for you. So maybe that 150 becomes 175 tomorrow or $200 the next week. Some people are talking about like holding this stuff for like maybe this team makes the playoffs, maybe this guy becomes gets a bigger contract in the offseason. I don't pretend to know what's going to happen in a year to Top Shot, but I'm talking about super short-term buying and selling. That's what I do.
Yeah. You are way more thoughtful in the experience. You're making you're making way more informed decisions. I'm sitting down and just plucking a Wiggins from the sky, and
yeah,
I'm cursed.
Well, the problem is, just like they say, everybody's a genius in a bull market where it's like during the 2017 alternative coin crypto craze where everyone's like, I think I figured it out. If you buy Tron and then buy this other weird one, it's gone up. So I must be right because people really believe in Band's protocol. I read their white paper and
Stop with the Band protocol.
It's like, yeah, Ripple. I feel like Ripple because it's a video game system is going to be
used more and more. It's not decentralized and that's good, I think.
All right. And then it goes up and you're like, see, I was right. Now I can read this other white paper. And then, you know, if it goes up, you're smart. And if it goes down, I guess you were dumb the whole time. But it seems to be, regardless of what your system is, if the market's going up, it'll go up. And if the market goes down, it'll go down. I think the most important thing is how many people are using it. If that number keeps climbing, then the numbers will just get higher. And I think, even though we've been talking about it for a month and players are now starting to get used to it, I think next week more people will know about Top Shot than this week. I think.
Yes. I agree. Whether or not those people will be flipping $10,000 cards is another question. Or if there'll be more $5 cards propagating the landscape. I have a question for you based on what you just said, in your experience. So theoretically, maybe it's not theoretical, but theoretically, you have a $3,000 card. The cards around it, a few like 10 serial numbers higher, 10 serial numbers lower, all comparable in price. Everything's priced appropriately, semi-appropriately, I'd say. The market dries up for a week. The cards in front of you and behind you all start lowering their price by $800, maybe $1,000. Now they're going for $2,000. Yours is the only $3,000 out there. Are you lowering your price to stay competitive, or are you in it for the long run?
Right now, I'm not lowering any prices because I think that any dips that are happening are temporary. Again, my entire purview is based on 5 days, four of which have gone up. So I can only extrapolate
you're
and
that
assume
guy.
That it'll come back up.
Right. Yeah, you're
in
the
two
guy
weeks,
you were just talking about.
If it's down to 280, then I will have done the silly move. It's more like, do I need the money now? Or is this just like a shot in the dark lottery where I hope in a year this $3,000 card is worth $6,000 and I didn't panic sell? But
sure.
It's what would you be sadder that you held on to, or that you held on to it and it just plummets to zero, or that you sold it and it actually quadruples next week when it's part of a fucking challenge and everyone's trying to buy it up from people? For me, I have more FOMO than sadness of losing, holding on for too long and losing the value in the card.
Yes, because you take that digital money out of this digital game and you just move it into some other digital game with some other faceless dollars. Yeah, I understand.
It's all fun money for me. It's not. This is not money that I need to sell, flip, and make rent next month. And then, thankfully, because it seems like it's borderline impossible to take the money out of Dapper. I don't know anyone who's done that.
Again, haven't met a person who's got the money from Dapper. Not gonna lie.
No.
I haven't seen someone go to the ATM and pull Dapper cash out.
Imagine someone who bought in for $2,000, made $4,000. He's like, all right, I'm going to leave. I'm just leaving the casino after striking it rich, and I'm not going to gamble with house money. I don't know if that person exists.
Yeah. What about that person who bought like five packs, had a couple of big hits, and got like $85,000 worth of these things? And then they bought cards. Maybe they bought cards with it, and those cards won't move, and they can't just like get that money back. They have those cards, not that money.
I will say, if you're a fan of buying low and like zagging when people are zigging, the actual physical trading card market is starting to dip because people
naturally
are putting their money. I'm not thinking about a LeBron James rookie card anymore. I'm talking about, okay, what's the highest serial of his no-look three against Houston can I get? And
yes,
while we're all looking one way, the prices are going down on eBay. So there's an opportunity there.
I asked you that. Like, do you think that this, the influx of digital cash into Top Shot is leaving what would potentially go into cryptocurrency? And you said that it probably wouldn't be a blip on the map of massive, large-scale money like cryptocurrency. But there is that, like, just like the casual class where it's just like, I'm going to put $50 into this thing that feels like I know it's going to disappear, whether it's Top Shot or crypto, you know? And they might be just going to Top Shot instead.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the same. Yeah, it's us. It's all the same people. I don't necessarily love this stuff as much as I do love trying to chase the rush of like flipping and doubling and tripling my money. Like if these cards were 30 to 50 cents, I would not be getting involved, but neither would so many other people.
That's right. We like to watch the numbers go up.
All right. So I guess we should talk about the actual news that's only because it's driving Top Shot mania. No other reason.
Yes. No.
But All-Star reserves were just announced. I don't know if you saw the starters, but people were talking about Lillard being snubbed a little bit for Luka or Steph. I can see the argument there. People were saying James Harden should have been an All-Star, but he's in the East now, and he kind of gave up on his Western team. So then we moved on to reserves, and there's a 7 reserves. 5 starters, 7 reserves. The interesting ones from the West are that Chris Paul made it and his teammate Devin Booker didn't. It seems like Devin Booker who's been snubbed his entire career. People thought this is the year he's like averaging 27, 28 points a game. Nope, didn't make it. His point guard did. I wonder if Chris Paul feels bad about that. And then out East, your boy Julius Randle. The Knicks have an all-star. First time since Melo, I think.
No brainer. He's going to average going to 30 and 15 and 7 in the all-star game.
Oh, God. He's going to destroy. If Tibbs is the coach, he's going to play 41 minutes. He's going to go for 39, right. 17 and 8.
That's right.
And then Bam Adebayo did not make the all-star team.
Damn.
Ben Simmons probably made it over him. Chris Middleton did not make an all-star team. 50-40-90 guy did not make the all-star team. We got Vooch over Middleton. Vucevic.
Did Jimmy
All-Star.
Butler make it, or did Jimmy Butler just not play enough games?
Jimmy Butler did not make it, did not play enough games. The Western reserves are Chris Paul, PG, Damian Lillard, Spida Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, so two Jazz, AD, and Zion, of course. You got to have Zion.
Zion, sure, AD. So someone's going to replace AD.
Yes, AD is injured, so Devin Booker might get
Booker?
In that way. Probably is Booker. And then in the East, James Harden had to make it out there, along with the Celtic boys, Tatum and Brown. Zach LaVine made his first All-Star. People were wondering if he would. Ben Simmons, of course, your most perplexing NBA player. And then Vooch over Middleton. Vooch.
I guess you needed another center? Is that what it comes down to?
Yeah, I think you need... There's like two guards, three front court, and then two wild cards that can be anything. So maybe Vooch made a wild card spot over Chris Middleton or Bam Adebayo.
Is this voted on by the coaches? Who votes the rosters in?
Yeah, I forget. It's like it's some combination of coaches, players, and fans for the starters. And then I forget what the reserves are, whether it's that same breakdown or what.
Yeah. There's funny energy around this All-Star game, huh? It's like LeBron publicly came out, and he was like, we shouldn't be doing this shit.
Players
this is stupid.
Don't want to go play. This is the year. If you're going to get snubbed, this is the year, because who doesn't want a week off right now versus going to a COVID festival in Atlanta that's already been shat on by every player? Nobody wants to go.
I was of the four. So there's 24 players playing in the All-Star game. How many would you say are actively excited, like, hell yeah, get me on that plane to the All-Star game of the 24?
probably Vooch. He's already in Florida, very close to Atlanta. Vooch wants to fucking go. First time All-Star for sure. Zach LaVine seems to be a baller. He just wants to play basketball. He wants to shoot shots. And the All-Star game is no defense, so he wants to be there anyway.
Yeah, sure. Chris Paul
Booker,
does not.
If he's...
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, LeBron, all these older players that have been there before. Don't fly me. This is my one break. LeBron has played consecutive basketball for a year and a half. Yes. Finally gets a week off and they're like, no, you got to go to Atlanta.
Do it again.
And draft
Do
the
it again.
Team.
Do it again.
Dunk contest during the fucking halftime show. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that real quick? Dunk contest during halftime.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Go for it. I guess why need All-Star Saturday? Imagine the dunk contest with no crowd. They dunk and then you turn to the right.
Quiet.
There's no Shaq with a handy cam. There's no Kobe holding up a 10. There's just silence. That's weird, right?
Yeah. The judges holding up
players
little numbers over their head on a screen hit different. That hit a little different.
Yeah. Are judges even allowed to be there? Are they going to be joined by Zoom?
Is there going to be a crowd at the All-Star game?
That's a good question. Maybe a small one. Georgia kind of doesn't give a shit.
This is absurd. They do not need to be doing this All-Star game, do they?
No. You can name the All-Stars without playing the game.
Sure. A distinction.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. The honor. LeBron has weighed in on Twitter. He says, Devin Booker is the most disrespected player in our league. Simple as that.
Damn. The king has spoke.
And then he tweets again. Grab my moment on NBA Tottenham.
Stop.
He said, followed by Dame Dalla. So he's still mad that Dame wasn't selected as a starter.
Wow. Damn.
LeBron. Is that shade at Curry or Luka, or is he just saying? He's just saying Dame is disrespected.
I think he knows the right players to hype up. He picked two universally beloved players in that example. Nobody hates Dame, and nobody hates Booker. LeBron is slick with who he chooses. If he said that about Russ, people would be in his mentions, being like, Westbrook can't do this, 23% three-point shooting. So, well played, King James. Not an all-star. Westbrook has played, low-key 14 games this season. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a back-to-back, he's out. There's a lot of players that I think got burned by that. Just simply didn't play enough games. Did KD? KD probably made it.
No. I know he's a starter.
Is it KD's team?
He was voted in. Yeah. No, yes, it is. It's LeBron in the West and KD in the East. I think
how did that happen? That's kind of insulting to Giannis.
He had the most votes. Yeah, Giannis, after winning two MVPs and struggling this year, people were like, we're moving on from Giannis. He's not winning the MVP, and he's not the all-star captain anymore. We're giving it to the new guy.
Who do you like in the game?
Oh, gosh. I hope LeBron doesn't play at all, so I'll give it to the East. A lot of scorers out there. We got Kyrie, KD, James Harden, so all three Nets, who score a ton. Only instead of all their role players, it's going to be Julius Randle, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Oh, no, you know what?
Yes.
I don't even know what I'm saying. It's going to be Team LeBron versus Team KD. They're going to choose their own team. We don't know who's favored yet because they haven't drafted their team yet.
And are they doing the fun? Last year was the greatest All-Star game of all time. Am I wrong?
Yeah, the Elam ending. They are bringing it back.
They are?
Yeah.
That is amazing. I don't remember what I had to do during the All-Star game, but I didn't get to watch it. And I was texting you, and I was like, how's the game? And you said, it's the greatest game of all time. And I was like, oh, it's sarcastic. It's an All-Star game. Nothing matters. And then you wrote back, I can't believe you're not watching this. This is the greatest game of all time. And a month later, you had the dude who invented the rules on buckets.
Elam. I had Elam on buckets. Yeah, he's so fucking out there trying to get the word out on the Elam ending. But it was really awesome. It was two teams of All-Stars playing till 158. And they're guarding each other and strategizing, trying to if your team's at 156, are you going for, 155? And you're are you going for a three or a deuce and you're trying to stop? It was a really interesting game. And it was a high level competition.
It ended, it was 157, 157 if game to 158. Yes. And last few drives, it was 90s basketball. Dudes were hitting the floor.
Yes, but if you fouled, you might lose the game, which is what happened. AD got fouled and made a free throw.
Right.
He missed the first one and then the second free throw to win the game. Very exciting.
A little anticlimactic. That was a bit of a bummer. Free throw, not ideal. You need something to happen the second that 158 is hit. I don't know if it's Ashton Kutcher running out, but something needs to happen where it's it's over. Whoa. Because it felt okay, 158. Okay, cool.
Well, that's what's going to happen this year. It's going to be the Elam ending. There will be a final shot and no one will be in the crowd to celebrate. But hey, At least Vooch will get his time to shine. Vooch for All-Star MVP. Great odds. You can get great odds for that.
Oh, yeah. What are we looking at? What would you guess? 100 to 1?
Yeah, something like that.
More.
Maybe 50
right?
to 1. Yeah. all right. Also, anything left to say?
One quick question. Do you think that the dunk contest during the halftime of the All-Star game is going to feel really compressed and really pointless? Like, there's not enough time to, like, let it breathe, correct?
No. Yeah, not at all. And they might even be doing I think they're going to do the three-point contest before the game and the dunk contest at halftime.
This is a mess.
I don't know. I'm skeptical. I'm very skeptical. But we'll see.
Yeah. I guess the one thing that people should take away from this episode, the handle is @BoomExplosion on Top Shot.
Singular.
Boom. Explosion.
And let's see those. You're not choosy, right? People can send you an Ish Smith assist if necessary.
Yeah. Legendary, whatever it is, really. It's we'll take 1 to 1,000.
It doesn't need to be a Ja Morant dunk. It could be a Trae Young 3. It could be a Chris Middleton that's now hemorrhaging cash, a Zubats, whatever.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would be interested in? Listeners of Buckets, send it to me and Amir on Twitter or wherever, Discord, the best moment you got from learning about it. If you learned about Top Shots on this podcast, take a screen grab and post it somewhere that we could see of like this unbelievable moment that you can't believe you own.
You can link to the moment. We can view the moment with you. It'll say your name right next to it. That's the joy of the moment.
Yeah. So share those moments.
What are you on Twitter? Let's get those handles out there and anything you have else to promote.
@BillySchifuri, my name on Twitter and on Instagram. You can listen to the No Joke Podcast. Fun new wrinkle of the No Joke Podcast. We're no longer allowed to play music. We usually played licensed music. The lawyers came, the bigwigs came, and we have a terrible new idea that has replaced music, and you'll hear it in the upcoming episode.
What is it? Oh, my God. Wait, which lawyer was this?
It was Universal Music Group, I believe.
I was going to say, I wonder how they would even like find some podcasts that do use licensed music, but I guess somebody told on you or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Spotify is smart enough to now have machines do it for them.
That's probably right. They can scrape it and find what the WAV file looks like. YouTube has that, I think, for video.
Yeah, exactly. So No Joke got scraped. Find out what our terrible solution was to no more music in the podcast this Friday.
I'm excited. I want to find out more than anything. Sure. All right, sweet. And tweet at us your favorite moments. Send those moments that you don't need to Boom Explosion. We'll give you a personalized shout out on the next episode of Buckets. How's that? That's a good reward. And I'm sure we'll be back as soon as possible, maybe during halftime of the All-Star game. It'll be a dunk contest and a live episode of Buckets.
Yeah, they need more content during the 12-minute break of the All-Star game.
You think people are going to, like, three-point contest, you can just sort of grab All-Stars and make them part of the contest. I don't think any of these All-Stars are going to be in the dunk contest. There's going to be some youngsters that are flying out to Atlanta just for the dunk contest.
Yeah, I don't know how or why, but Quavo will end up winning it.
Kevin Hart versus Quavo. There's a celebrity game too.
Don't know how, but Quavo wins.
All right, thank you for listening. We'll be back as soon as possible. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.